How's it going, everybody? Hope y'all are doing well, and welcome back to the Authoracast. My name is Austin Simmons. Thanks for joining us as we take a pretty deep look at the new Signia by Hilton Atlanta at Georgia World Congress Center in this season of the podcast. Go ahead and like us, subscribe, hit the little bell or whatever it is in your app of choice so you'll get our new episodes of the show automatically downloaded to your device. Well, so far this season, we've looked at a little bit of the history of this building, the largest ground-up hotel project in the last 40 years here in Atlanta. We talked about the brand, Signia. It's brand new, with this being the flagship of Hilton's newest offering, and why that's a big deal for our campus and our city. Then we got into food, and that was a two-parter because there's a lot to talk about. If you missed any of those, or this is your first time tuning in, you can always go back and check those out. Well, today we've got a bite-sized episode, if you will. I don't think I meant the food pun there, but whatever, it works. We were just talking about food and then bite-sized episode, you get it. I'm assuming if you're listening to a podcast from a place like Georgia World Congress Center Authority, there's a decent chance you may be an event planner or at least know one, so this episode's for you. I mean, it's for everybody, but it's especially for you meeting planners and event planners out there. Georgia World Congress Center is a 3.9 million square foot facility, almost 4 million square feet, and is the largest LEED Gold certified convention center in the world. Number one convention sports and entertainment destination in the world. Excuse me. So there's plenty of options for space to meet here, but now Signia by Hilton Atlanta adds over 100,000 square feet of dynamic event space connected straight to GWCC Building C. The possibilities are kind of endless for whatever you're putting together. Expo, wedding, art show, concert, you name it. Well, this week we'll listen into a conversation I had with Kyle Stevens, who's the director of sales and marketing, and dove into some of those possibilities about what the Signia can host. As we continue talking about the new Signia by Hilton Atlanta here at Georgia World Congress Center, I'm joined by Kyle Stevens, the Director of Sales and Marketing. Thank you for joining us today, Kyle.
Thanks, Austin. It's great being here.
Yeah, so there's a lot of new exciting things about this hotel that people have, you know, probably been watching sprout up right across from Mercedes-Benz Stadium and, you know, connected to Georgia World Congress Center. What's one of your favorite things or things you're ready to kind of show off about this property?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think just to be part of this campus and to add another element is pretty special. But I think what I'm most excited about is a number of things, meeting space to the restaurants, but overlooking Home Depot backyard and overlooking Mercedes-Benz Stadium is pretty special and pretty hard to beat. That's what I'm probably most excited about, is to see this come to life.
You mentioned meeting space. There's going to be a little bit of it in the hotel. I'm being facetious saying a little bit of it. Yeah. And also, you know, connected to Georgia World Congress Center. If there's not enough space over there, there's going to be plenty of space here. So, I mean, how exciting is that for y'all moving forward with that?
Yeah, we're extremely excited, knowing our group segment is definitely going to be probably anywhere from 70 to 80%. And much of that will be driven by the amount of meeting space that we have. So over 75,000 square feet of in-house meeting space. That includes a 40,000 square foot ballroom, which is the largest hotel ballroom in the state of Georgia, and then being connected Building C to the Georgia World Congress Center, we have a lot of meeting space to extend. So it gives us a lot of flexibility from group conventions, conferences, weddings, galas, everything.
And that seems like it might be pretty attractive for somebody looking for a lot of space and coming into a brand new property like Signia by Hilton Atlanta.
Yeah, it is. And that's what'll drive all of our group conventions and meeting space. Those requirements will definitely bring in those customers. So, and it shows. It shows.
Yeah. And Signia by Hilton, kind of a new brand, and this being the first ground up Signia by Hilton, what's kind of the primary focus from your point of view, you know, just kind of establishing that new brand?
Yeah, I think that's the excitement, is not only to see this new building being built from the ground up, but then developing a brand along with it. And, you know, this brand Signia was really created and developed by meeting planners for meeting planners. And Hilton found that we really didn't have this space covered from an upscale luxury convention Hotel, and it fits in between Conrad and Hilton, with competing against JW Marriott and Grand Hyatt. Grand Hyatts of the world. But this property and this brand is definitely special, from the food and beverage concepts to the feel and the luxury of the meeting space. The guest rooms have a lot of regional and local flair, to the overall materials and everything within the buildings, from, you know, health club and spa to the pool and everything in between. So I think the brand itself speaks volumes to upscale luxury and fits a niche that that we haven't been able to fit.
And you mentioned kind of the local flair that's involved. I feel like, I mean, this is just from my perspective. It seems like when people travel somewhere, they kind of want to, more nowadays, it seems like they want to kind of immerse themselves in that local culture wherever they may be going. I mean, have you seen that, and how important is that kind of to this particular spot?
Totally agree. And I think that with our hotel being on this campus, and then deliverables of a regional flair, from everything from the carpet in the guest rooms to the naming of the meeting space, I think it speaks to what we're delivering within Atlanta and the Southeast, and bringing some identity to our customers.
And going back to kind of meetings and events, what can planners expect from Signia by Hilton Atlanta?
I think they're going to, they need to know that we're going to deliver a very upscale and luxury convention and conference, through staffing levels to food and beverage delivery, to a product that's second to none. And I think from an overall service perspective, Austin, the biggest thing is the anticipation. We believe that we're approachable luxury, but being able to anticipate guest needs is going to really excel the customer experience through service deliverables.
And not just conventions or meetings or anything like that. I'm seeing some of the views from the new hotel.
Yeah.
I'm guessing weddings might be on the docket there.
Yeah.
Or galas, anything like that. What does the hotel kind of offer for those type of events?
Yeah, everything. Everything from the group side of things to galas to weddings. We have a beautiful the Dream Ballroom on the first floor that overlooks really the Home Depot backyard. A lot of natural light. It's about 9,000 square feet. It's ideal for a wedding or a small gala. And looking at the fixtures and the deliverables within the room, it is a unique ballroom that that speaks to class. So I think everything from, you know, from every segment of business, whether it's group conventions to galas and occasions to transient segments, this brand really is able to deliver to all types of segments within this business.
And you kind of touched on elevated experience earlier. I mean, what does that kind of mean to you as people are coming in, whether it be for a company meeting, a convention, or even like we just talked about, weddings, you know?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us is the product is one piece, and that speaks volumes and upscale and elevated product. But the people and the type of associate that we are attracting right now, there's so much excitement in the neighborhood about, you know, a new career opportunity of people getting back into the hotel business. I think from personalities to anticipation and being able to really watch people in terms of what they need and be able to deliver through anticipation, is that's the upscale piece of an elevated service product. And I think that hits it.
And what's it like being involved in this project and also being able to bring this to, you mentioned the neighborhood, you know, this side of Atlanta?
Yeah, I started in July of 21, and over the course of the last 2.5 years, you know, the biggest takeaway for me is the amount of people that are involved in this project. And it truly takes a village, from, you know, from Georgia World Congress Center Authority to the Atlanta CVB to Drew Company, Skanska, Gensler. There's so many partners involved in this that it's bigger than all of us, and yet we all piece everything together to make sure that this hotel is delivered in the way that it's been designed. And I feel good about where we've come and where we're headed, and to be a part of the business community and really deliver a product that is unique, not only in Atlanta and the Southwest, is pretty special. And to see everybody come together with one common goal in mind is special.
And if you could pick maybe some of your favorite things, what are you excited for people to see? I know I've been casting a wide net whenever I ask people that question. Yeah. I realize, and they say, "Oh no, I got to narrow it down." You know,
I'm a little biased. I think our ballroom, the Triumph Ballroom on the second floor with over 40,000 square feet, divisible by 12 with lots of flexibility, is just a unique ballroom experience, and the size and the flexibility of being able to split that out within, you know, 12 sections is pretty special. But then the other piece that is right up there is the Nest Sports Bar, and being able to overlook a part of the campus and seeing Mercedes-Benz within a stone's throw away is pretty cool.
And just, it seems like there's so much for everybody, whether it's you're here for a convention, a meeting planner, like you mentioned, you know, sports fans. Yeah. I mean, it seems like you're looking for upscale dining. There's going to be, you know, it just seems like there's a little bit for everybody. So, I mean, what can people expect coming in, you know, because it's not just a convention center hotel.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a great point. And I would agree wholeheartedly. I think for us, you know, we want to attract conventions and transient guests that are attending the stadium and the concerts. But we really want a lot of our local Atlantans to come out and visit us as well. It's a great place for a date night, Capilinea Restaurant, which is our fine dining restaurant, to, you know, coming and having a drink before a football game or after a concert. I think it does speak to our deliverable and what everyone is able to experience, but that includes our local guests and residents within the Atlanta area. We want to welcome everybody.
Exactly. Yeah, and with the art program, somebody had mentioned that before about you know, you could even take a date night just to see the art program.
Totally. Yeah, totally. And so much of that is by itself a story within itself. So yeah, a great idea. And then pop over to Capilinea for dinner.
All right, beautiful. Well, thank you for joining us, Kyle. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Great.
So like Kyle said, even if you're not an out-of-town guest in town for an event, even if you live right down the street, there's plenty to do for locals and folks from out of town at Signia by Hilton Atlanta at Georgia World Congress Center. I know they've already hosted plenty of events. Some of the wedding photos I've seen were absolutely incredible. But stop by for an event or just to grab a bite to eat and hang out. That'll do it for this episode of the Athoracast. I told you I wouldn't keep you too long, right? This has been the Athoracast, a production of Georgia World Congress Center Authority. Thank you again to Kenny Monteith and Evita McDaniels for helping with production of this season of the show. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, we'll see you later.